from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We cannot sit here and not go outside when it's sunny, way down the rain. You gotta go live.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Delete that for me, will you, Evan?
Sounds like an angry man.
That's like the guy who hates his nickname and says, don't call me that anymore. Guaranteed to
Who's
stick.
Ever hated their nickname? Pete Franklin gave me this. This wasn't self-anointed. Who's ever hated their nickname? Steiny, you love it.
Okay, what if I started calling, hey, what's up, fat boy?
You wouldn't be talking to me.
That's not a nickname. That's an insult.
That's not a nickname. That's an insult.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
What if somebody's losing their hair? Hey, Baldy.
That's what I'm saying.
That's not.
Hey, don't call me fat boy. Well, guess what? They're going to be calling you fat boy.
Like Deion Sanders primetime. Like that stuff. The chef.
Well, you call like Mr. Stay Puff or Pillsbury Doughboy. That's different.
E-Dog.
That's original.
It don't matter if he's my E-Dog.
I got a question for Warrior fans.
Before you ask it, Steiny, real quick, tonight at Chase Center, 7 p.m., tickets are available at Warriors.com, the California Classic, Warriors versus Kings for the, get this, Mitch Richmond California Cup Championship Trophy, and Pods and TJD. He'll 20 shots for him tonight in this game.
At least.
All right, for Pods.
Yeah, we lost the caller while you were doing Raymond Ritter's bidding.
We're the show. We love the callers, but it's not gasoline to the show. Well, people want to, I hear that sometimes.
What?
They want to hear us.
Well, sometimes we're like Ross Perot's vice president. We're just out of ammunition. We don't have a lot to go for anymore.
Evan's like, who?
Pajemski's got ammo.
Boy,
he probably heard they needed a number two score.
Yeah, boy, he's vying for it.
No, the one thing I got a stumper for Warrior fans about Mike Dunleavy Jr.
Give it to
the GM. What do we know? What do we know about Mike Dunleavy 1 year in to his tenure running the Golden State Warriors?
Nothing.
It's been essentially a year.
I'm gonna say nothing.
What do we know? I'm gonna disagree with that.
All right. I'm saying I'm waiting.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
And you're going to say, oh, that's right, Steiny. Guess what? I answered too quickly without thinking. It looks like he had a pretty good draft. So maybe we're looking at a GM that's got a good eye for young talent. That's possible.
I can't take that from you.
Thank you.
But it goes back to what you just said before the break about Lakeup.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he had said this at that Bob Myers, goodbye presser, Steiny. We're a group. So I'm just saying I won't rob any GM of getting the credit for the picks panning out, especially TJD and Pods. but we don't know who's all involved in that.
Well, I got a million questions about this because, okay, Mike Dunleavy's been the general manager for a year. How do you guys, like, how do you think about the job that he took? Because I look at Dunleavy and I say, okay, he's been the GM for a year. Well, he's inherited a nightmare, I think. He's inherited a championship core that's aging.
I'll back you up on that.
So he's already behind the eight ball when he took the job. A little like Gabe Kapler talked about how he was when he took the managing job for the Giants. So when I assess Mike Dunleavy, I absolutely put into the equation, well, he's in an awful position to start his tenure. And so I have to give him more leeway than if he came in here and had a star in his prime and two first-round draft picks and a lot of salary cap room to maneuver with. Like, the job was thankless when he took it. It still is a brutal, it's a brutal endeavor that he's taken over.
And then what about for the fans, the sector of fans that wanted Clay to remain that might blame Bob instead of Joe? Just, you know, what did we know about Bob is, even though he was excellent at his job, he was the buffer for Draymond Green. Mm-hmm. You take that, you do with that what you will, but to me, he was the buffer, and I felt like Bob got extra credit because of that. But what if some Warrior fans are like, damn, you couldn't protect the big three and Clay left on your watch?
Which
may be a blessing for the team moving forward, but if people are, trying to hit the sentimental aspect of all this and the big three riding off together, they might look at Dunleavy like, again, you couldn't save it.
Well, I think one of the inherent issues the Warriors have with an owner like Joe Lacob is you don't really, okay, they make all their decisions by committee.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
I got you.
Fine. Then Mike Dunleavy is on the hook for the Draymond Green contract. But is it really fair? I mean, you either have to say it is or it isn't in a way. I get it.
It's got to be across the board, then.
Exactly. And like, that's where, do we really know? Do we really know?
No, we don't.
And that's like the one thing that, it's one of those things maybe we'll never find out.
We got a super chat, $1.99, from the great Rich Mitchin. Oh. Do you think Dre played well at the end of the season? I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say I can't remember.
Wow.
And he must not have played well enough. Draymond was fine when he played.
And that's what makes me so much more angry when you look at the season. When he was on the courts, Donnie, it worked.
Yeah. What do we know about Mike Dunleavy a year later? He's been the GM for a year. He's in the middle of his second offseason.
He'll pull the plug on he'll pull the trigger on a big deal, but then it goes to
what you don't know that.
See, but if we're being proactive.
But he hasn't made a big deal yet.
But he tried.
Well,
I see.
Well, would we give, we don't give Farhan any credit for trying.
Well, no, the tries have been, he's got like a boneyard of tries. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
this was
well,
the
Dunleavy's
first one
over
for Mike.
Well,
and then
the first one we know of. He's 0 for 2. Because they went after LeBron at the trade deadline.
Well,
I'm just saying.
But I love the aggressiveness. The Lakers probably thought they still had action at a chip. But, okay, yeah, they called.
Let's go to Dave. Dave's in San Jose. Hey, Dave, how you doing, man?
Shiny. Goo, what's up, fellas?
Hey,
so you asked a couple questions since you've been a caller's on, so I'll tell you about Mike Dunleavy, a player. I'm 39, lifelong Warriors fan, and I'm going to stick as a Warriors fan, and they're going to lose a lot of fans because they're all used to winning. I remember the dog days, man. Mm-hmm. I remember 2015 championship. That was the greatest championship in Bay Area sports because I didn't think it was possible.
Wow.
That's how garbage the Warriors were, and Mike Dunleavy was a part of that. He was soft as a player. He got punked for rebounds. His shot was in and out, and sometimes he would make you a layup. So that's who he was as a player. Now, you want to talk about the GM? I'll tell you this. He's got a good poker face. He goes one day saying, we like Jordan Poole. He's on our roster. The next day trading him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you got to give the guy credit for not making the moves. I'm sorry, man. PG wasn't going to make a difference, bro. I mean, yeah, he would have made us from 10 to 6, but we ain't winning no championship. He hasn't been that difference maker for any team he's been on. And you don't have anybody sell me on Lauri Markkanen, man. He's damn near Andrew Wiggins.
Then what do you want? What do you want?
Look, this is what we're going to do because there's not a lot out there. Like you said, let's take a flyer, and this is not the best thing you could do, but it's maybe the smart thing to do at this point in time. So take a flyer on Ben Simmons, get off of Andrew Wiggins and Looney, and Ben Simmons is on retiring contract, expiring contract after this year at $40 million. So you have that $40 million at the trade deadline or going into next year. But there's just not a lot of options. But to say the one thing that Dunleavy's good at is draft picks, and then you're going to trade all your draft picks for Lauri Markkanen, that just don't make sense. Like,
no,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, and his hands are tied because Lacob's going to lose some money. You know, he basically said, put his foot down, I'm not spending no more, but you're going to go out there with this squad? We're not any better. You know, so now it's about who are you as a Warriors fan? Me, I'm a lifer, man. You know, shout out to Clay, man.
Cooper,
I spent $50 on CSNBA for his first game back. $50, I canceled it next week just to watch his first game back. You know, the only good thing about him going to another team is jersey's going to be 50% off. So I'm gonna load up. HOF.
Well, there you go.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
Yep.
A couple things. We just had
Dave was sad.
We had Ben Golliver on. Washington Post, he's covering the Olympic team, and we did bring up Paul George with him, and he said it was a great move not to go get Paul George.
Yeah.
And time will tell on that one. Time will tell. This is the one thing I was thinking about. By the way, tomorrow...
You beat me to it.
You know who we're going to have on? You know who we're going to have on... Tomorrow, slow mo, Kyle Anderson.
Nah, we'll give you a two for
Come on, over. Kyle Anderson joining us tomorrow at 10:20. 10:20.
Early.
Can I ask a logical question?
Right after Steve Kerr joins Willard and Dibbs later today.
Well, that's not right after. That's the day later.
12 hours, something like that. Yeah.
Kind of like. He's a day late and a dollar short sometimes, our Evan is. Okay, so
Jordan. Cool. Yeah, you know what's not cool before you get to that?
Don't come down my road right now. I'm not having it.
No, the fat boy. That wasn't directed at me.
No, it was not.
Yeah, but the people think I'll fight for my life. I had to bring that up. Boy. Oh, Evan. Go ahead, baby.
Okay. Isn't this possible? Mike Dunleavy and Joe Lacob sit down with Steph Curry at the end of the season.
Yeah.
And say, Steph, let's talk about some stuff. Okay, let's do this. Let's do it. Yep. Okay. Steph, you've been in the league 15 years. You know how this league works. You know where we've been, and you know where we are. Okay, we are going to try to get you a running mate.
Okay, I love it.
We're going to try to get you a running mate. But Steph, you know, because you've been in this league 15 years, you cannot always get what you want. We're going to try to get you a running mate. Short of that, we are going to try to upgrade around the margins, and while we're doing that, we are going to get our salary cap structure in order so that in a year's time, or even when the season starts, if we haven't gotten you that running mate, because you can't always get what you want, we are going to create a situation this summer that will allow us to... give us the chance to get you a running mate with better and better odds over the course of a season, so that next season, if we can't do it this year, we'll be in a much better spot to pull it off next year. Because, again, Steph, you know that where we are right now salary-wise, it's a long shot. Next year, next offseason, or maybe even at the trade deadline, or maybe even in December, we'll have a better shot strategically to get you your guy. Can you work with us?
I can, Joe, but on August 6th, I want my 61 M's.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Yeah.
But
because that could keep him fed. Like, he'll, of course.
Right. But
like,
then I also say, but then, you know, you don't get the no trade clause.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to see him in another uniform. I just hate the thought, but I understand that people are looking around like, holy hell. I can't get mad at people getting to that point of, if you want to do what's best for both parties, if this is the worst case scenario, Steph would be in another uniform. Like, who was the call earlier? Like, that was real. I felt that. Like, nobody wants that to happen. Rob from San Bruno, but that's what I think Mike and Joe are up at night, and Kirk not sleeping, because they're trying to avoid that. But now, here, I got to throw this to you. You're going to laugh because I'm not this guy. This Cooper Flag thing, Stoney, I'm over here shaking, man. I know, but what if he were to come out after a year? Like, I'm just, don't tell me teams don't have their, oh boy. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's
like
risky.
It happened.
But it's risky. Tank, even trying to lose.
But if you're,
okay, you go 20-62.
If you're not a playoff team, and this is my team.
But there's
no sure thing.
You're still going to go into the lottery.
Yeah. Like, no, I hear. Got you. It ain't the NFL.
Like, who won the lottery last year?
I got
not
you.
Not the number one. Not the worst team in the league.
You. And damn sure ain't the NFL where you the worst gets.
You know, I am going to disagree slightly. When you say nobody wants to trade Steph Curry,
right?
I disagree.
Well, who would say they want that now?
I think there's certain. I think we've taken enough calls and texts to say, yes, there are people that are further along than you.
But
in terms of Steph Curry, they'll say, you know what? Wake up! It's over.
Okay, again,
the fastest way back to relevancy is that.
I love that. But that's the fan, which I am experienced. I'm going dibs on you, Stoney. I'm talking about the people that run the organization. Even if they felt that today, it's the optics. It's what he means. You got to make it look a certain way before getting to, hey, we're looking to shop them. That's what I'm saying, Stoney. So some more losing would have to be involved. And nobody's trying to do that on purpose. But it has to be one of those things where, wow, such and such didn't make the jump. You almost start to feel bad for Steph. And watching that playing game against Zach, you're going to laugh. I felt bad for him in the sense that he couldn't throw the ball to anybody else to try to create. Or and actually, Pajemski and Kuminga were the only ones able to do anything. So when you talk about the fans, I get it. I'm talking about the guys that run this business, Donnie. If you get to this juncture, across this bridge, you got to make it look a certain way.
Will there ever be a time, do you think? Or what would be the circumstances that would dictate we have to start thinking about it?
10 games under 500 at the trading deadline, or the All-Star break, or another season that results in no playoffs. That's it for me. If you hit that metric right there, Stoney, come on, man. With Steph, I think you're doing more damage to his brand. And I know it's about the Warriors, but Steph, 2 years in a row on his home team with no player, that nobody's going to blame Steph. Some will say, oh, it's coming. But they're going to blame what's around him and the people that construct what's around him.
Why?
Because
LeBron doesn't get that courtesy.
But he's got Anthony Davis,
no,
damn it.
No, but when he didn't.
Stoney, like, when he didn't, he had Kyrie Irving.
What I'm saying is,
he's always had an alpha. Curry's alpha got hurt, and Curry's alpha left when Durant. Here's what I disagree with. Young alpha left when Draymond punched Poole.
But what's the difference between the Lakers winning a title? Let's say they win a title the bubble with Anthony Davis.
Yeah, that happened.
Okay. Why isn't anybody saying, well, LeBron needs help? Well, he's got Anthony Davis.
Right.
Okay, well, Steph Curry has Andrew Wiggins, who was Anthony Davis 2 years ago. Yeah, right. Like, why is he doesn't have any help. But 2 years ago, everybody's saying Andrew Wiggins is the second best player on this team.
But we all agree now, Stani, you know it. Andrew Wiggins is gone. That guy is no more for right now. And we can't put that at the doorstep of Steph Curry not needing help. When he had it, he won a chip. And this one particular guy, you compare Anthony Davis shows up.
But my point is,
and so we need Clay to replenish Thompson. That.
You can't do it right away. Well. Like, you can't acquire Andrew Wiggins from 2 years ago. Now, but like you can't.
That's what to me Paul George represented, but it's marketing.
And that is the part, I guess, where it does bother me. That, okay, 2 years ago, Steph had help. This past year, he didn't have help, but like none of it's on him. Why not? Well, Why isn't any of it on him?
Well, listen, you know I'm not saying that.
He's
to you.
Not at the same level.
He's the least part of.
That's
he's the
fine.
Least of your problems.
That's fine.
At 26
but,
a game.
But let's be honest. Wiggins is not the same player he was 2 years ago. Clay wasn't. Neither is Draymond.
Well, he was suspended.
Neither is Steph. Like, let's put them all together.
Before you get to Steph, Stani, those three add up to enough to where you can understand why they didn't win with one of those three on your finger, missed 25 games, who some call the engine to this thing.
They can't win. One of the reasons they can't win it all anymore is because Steph can't be a number one.
Stani, I'm not saying you're wrong, but do you really believe that?
Yes.
I don't.
I mean,
I would tell you guys right now if I believe. I don't believe that. You're telling me less than 24 months, he won a chip and we're...
Well, what happened to Wiggins? Like, it's happening to Steph.
That's not Curry's fault. And I'm not saying Curry didn't slip.
It's not Curry's fault that he's not the player he was 2 years ago.
And it becomes more apparent when... My guys just go off the farm. We don't know what's up with Wiggins because he's metamorphosed into something that we don't. That's not helping. Like, why are you? I'm just asking Stani, why are you stuck at Steph?
9-2. I'm not stuck at Steph. He's one of five guys who have deteriorated in the last 2 years. That's fine.
Yeah, right.
Oh, he's deteriorated less. You want to play that game?
The big piece of the pie.
This is what I'm talking about. 9-2-5. Steph had help 2 years ago, but he didn't this year. Only he had the exact same starting lineup in both years, essentially. Like, that's what I'm talking about. Why is it all on everybody but Steph?
Well, Jordan Poole is not here. Lionel Richie's not here. And Iguodala's not here. So, I just, Stani, you can do that. I'm not radio mad. I just know Steph is still a top 10 player.
Well, he's not. He's not, Goo.
Give me 10 guys.
I mean, it's too easy to do that right now. Jalen Brunson's better than Steph.
He had a better year. I'll give you that. But don't tell me Steph can't come back and have a better year than Jalen Brunson. That's just me. I'm not ready for Jalen.
You asked me who's a better player. He's a better player than Steph right now. He just is, Goo. He was second team all NBA or third team all NBA.
Okay, can I do this though? If we put Curry on that current Knicks team, you think Curry couldn't cook like Jalen Brunson was cooking?
The Knicks went to the Eastern Conference Finals, right?
But I don't think Steph could. That would be easier basketball than what he's doing.
I don't care what his numbers would be. I'm not saying for sure that Steph Curry easily has the Knicks in the Eastern Conference Finals, just like Jalen Brunson.
Then you're saying you think Jalen right now, nothing can change. I don't think
so. Yeah, if Steph comes back, he had a better season,
I'll give you that.
If Steph comes back and has a better year, but what are they, like, Brunson's in his prime. And miss me with the Steph 1 Clutch Player Award. Seriously.
Who hit? Oh, I didn't
please,
hit you with that.
Stop with that. And I'm not here to say Steph's not clutch. Yeah. He's hit a million big buckets. But miss me with that award.
Oh, right.
Even Jerry West thought that award was a joke and it was named after him. Please. 888-957-9570 is the number. You hear what we're talking about. Jump in if you want. I'm more interested in Mike Dunleavy and the job you think he's done in a year and how you assess that. Do you put all the moves on Mike Dunleavy? The Draymond, contract, the Clay leaving, etc. 888-957-9570 is the number. We'll be back to talk about it all on the other side.
Who's ever hated their nickname? Steiny, he got you love it.
Okay, what if I started calling? Hey, what's up, fat boy?
You would be talking to me.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Steiny and Guru,
you're not mad.
No, I just don't live in the past.
All I'm saying is we need to see Brunson do it again. I love Jalen Brunson.
Nobody's saying Brunson has a better resume than Steph.
Oh, but you
had a better year?
Brunson.
Who's in his prime? And who's declining? What are the odds that Steph has a better year than Brunson next year?
I don't think it's ludicrous to think that Steph might that might happen.
That's all. Like, I don't want to do this, but Jokic.
I give you two.
Doncic.
Yeah.
Kyrie.
Right. Well, Steph was third team all NBA style.
Giannis.
Where was Brunson?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Giannis.
Yeah, gotcha.
Embiid.
Gotcha.
Tatum.
Gotcha.
Donovan Mitchell.
Gotcha.
Devin Booker. Kevin Durant.
Okay, I don't even know if I want to put Alexander. Durant in there. What number are we at
LeBron.
Now?
LeBron. Anthony Davis. That's all I'm saying. I mean, he's a great player. Still is a really, 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 really good player.
But at his age, like I would think you need now, to more than ever, he needs some help. And there's nothing that bothers you.
No, it doesn't bother me. What bothers me is
because you're answering your own question.
He may need a number one. And they don't grow on trees.
And that's why we're under.
That's why they
do not need. They give him a 1B. We're saying Wiggins, if he was 2022, Wiggins would be suffice. Like we're saying, that's all he needs.
Well, not anymore because Steph has declined. Steph has declined. My point is this: I wasn't in on Paul George, but I knew why they were going after Paul George. And had they gotten Paul George, there would have been a chance. Forget Paul George is better than Steph or Steph is better than Paul George. That's not necessarily what I'm saying. It actually has nothing to do.
All right.
But in a situation like that, where Paul George would come into the Warriors and he's at his best. He's at his best.
That's it.
You know what? He'd probably handle the ball more than Steph Curry.
And that would allow Steph to work.
Right.
Like, that's what it's for.
Okay. Well, those guys don't grow on trees. Mm. And I don't think there's any guarantee that Paul George would have been good enough in and of itself. That's all I'm saying.
But it would have definitely, to me, made you better. And that was the goal.
I mean, I guess what bothers me most, seriously, is like, you know, I don't think the Warriors had a terrible year last year. They finished about where I thought they'd finish, 46 wins or so. Steph Curry had a hell of a year. But he was one of the reasons they only won 46 games. Now, he's declining at a less rapid rate than Draymond, than Clay, than Wiggins, but I feel like we're acting as though we need to load him up because he's still, like, everybody needs to do something immediately because he's 36, and, like, that's the reason that I don't think you do something right away, and that's why I do think Mike Dunleavy is going to be unbelievably patient.
Well,
because if he makes the wrong, like, if he brings Markkanen in here and Markkanen doesn't work out, they are in so much worse of a place, similar with Paul George, than they are right this minute.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
But nothing, those scenarios you just brought up, and I heard you, appreciate the passion, nothing equates to if it gets so bad here that you got to trade Steph. Not from a what you'll get in return, not from a basketball standpoint, because it would make sense, but from a PR standpoint, it's like it's over, and it would feel like it was over way earlier than it should have. That's why I appreciate them going after Paul George. Taking the duties off of Steph at his age. Do I got to bring the ball up? Do I got to run 100,000 miles to come off screens? Can I give it to somebody else? Like, that's too far in between now, and it's taking a toll. They become easier to guard now because there are no threats.
He's easier to guard, period, because he's 36 years old. Like, he just is.
You can apply that to LeBron James at 40, but he's still effective, Steiny. He's still that one of those guys. And so is Steph. Like, why does it work for LeBron?
Because he's 6'9", 270 pounds. Like, that's why. And
I'm just glad. I swear, Steiny, I mean this. I am so glad you're not running it. And maybe the guy running it, and Joe Lacob, is feeling the way you are. But when you hear reports that they're going after Paul George, you wouldn't have done that. So that's why I feel like they know, even if they didn't want to do it, we owe this man the help. We need to get him help. You know what? And it may not work.
You know what else they owed him? Stuff they owed him, the camouflage of we went after Paul George.
Well, you got that then.
Okay. Yeah.
No, you did. Well, and you don't think that a lot of fans that were pro, go get Curry help, and I'm not going Farhan here, Steiny. Like, you know what? They're not blaming the Warriors for not getting it done. It's like, okay, they were all in. Like, that means something to the fan base. Even if you're, you know, behind closed doors, it was smokescreen.
And it'll mean something until they strike out six times in a row, and everybody will realize, well, what's the difference between what's going on now and what the Giants are trying to do?
Yeah, and I'm not trying to be redundant, man. What I don't want to have happen is it's just an oxymoron.
Look, you guys
can't have Pods or any youngster you want to name grow and sitting there with Dre and Steph. It you does guys, not match.
Listen, you guys, I get it. And I get it. And I was being funny yesterday. Yeah. I get it. You would rather have Steph retire here and have a Sahara Desert for 3 or 4 years as opposed to take a 1% swing at something that we all know isn't going to make the Warriors go from a 10 seed to an NBA champion in a year.
But isn't that how Steph, isn't that how it should end?
What?
Hasn't he earned doing it that way?
You know what he earns? He earns playing for a contender at the end of his career.
And last year they were not a contender.
Right.
And they lost to a Sacramento team without a big piece of their team with Malik Monk. Like, that's almost like embarrassing.
But it's not his fault. He has nothing to do with that.
See, I'm not saying that, Steiny.
I know you're not. I know you're not.
But you've lived life. You and I both, you know how some stuff in life works. You know what I mean? You don't go to funerals and talk about the bad stuff that the person did. You talk about the good stuff that they did. Steph Curry has earned his organization trying to maximize what's left of where he's at.
And you think he's don't believe. I don't believe Steph Curry has earned the right to possibly set the franchise back when he's no longer here.
Well, when he exercises his August 6th, $61 million. In your
doesn't
eyes,
mean
Steiny,
anything,
but it really it is.
No.
It's like it's a small nugget of oh God, here's 61. What's it going to be next?
No,
if you're really thinking how you are.
No, if I'm Joe Lacob on August 6th, I absolutely give Steph Curry $63 million for 2026, 2027. But it doesn't mean well. Now we're not never going to trade him.
No. What about what's it going to look like on the court? 2026, 2027.
How many fans of the Warriors do you think really remember 12 straight non-playoff years?
Well, now we're going to H-State, but I'm 65%.
Yeah, I don't know. Mike's in Santa Clara. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call again. You know, and obviously, you know, I had talked to you guys yesterday, and Goo, you asked me that question, you know, about the Clay thing, you know, was it a formality or not? And I told you it was a formality. And honestly, the more and more I thought about it, I had a good night to think about it. And look, guys, I think this year is going to be a wash. Now, even if we were to get Markkanen, do I think they still make playoffs? Yes. Not in the play-in, but I think they make a seeding. Now, I also, now that I've thought about it more, I don't think it's the right move to actually get Markkanen at this point. You need to keep those draft picks. And I think I see what Dunleavy potentially is trying to do. He's trying to keep the future available. You give away all of that, you go all in on Markkanen. I just don't think it's going to be enough to actually make a run, and I don't think there would be a championship involved this coming year. There wouldn't be. Have to look at, like, you know, what the roster looks like. Buddy Hield, okay, and I even said it yesterday. He is not, I am still not sold on Buddy Hield in this case. Maybe he's a younger Clay Thompson as a spot shooter, who knows? But again, he also didn't have the greatest year at the three-point line either. I think, what was it, like 36%, guys?
No, 38. He was at 38. He was at 38, Buddy Hield, 38.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But again, that's also known for three-point shooter. That's not, but that's also not the greatest either for a three-point shooter if he's actually supposed to be like one of those great three-point shooters. I think, and in general, I'm glad we didn't get PG. I still think that there is a chance that we can give Steph a long-term run for maybe 1 or 2 years, but it's not going to be this year. So, yes, we have to get him what we can get him, but it's not going to happen this year. I would like to see what happens in the following free agency, following this coming year, to see if what we can do.
Appreciate it, Mike.
Yeah.
I am not saying the Warriors should trade Steph Curry.
I didn't say that.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, what I would never do as a GM or an owner is remove the possibility, he is your greatest asset. He's going to be your greatest asset for the next 2 years, regardless. All I'm saying is, I would never take utilizing my greatest asset off the table. I just wouldn't.
And Stoney, I'm with you. To this degree, as it stands now, to me, this and they are not good enough. And I'm not saying you're advocating to trade and stare Curry. My dad had an old saying, do your thing or get off the pot. And that's what I feel like the Warriors have to do, because just watching them run up and down and compete and not make the playoffs in a cold Western Conference, that is something nobody wants to watch. So as a lifelong Warrior fan and a Curry lover, I could really understand them saying, hey, look, we can't do both. This will be better for both. That's what Curry, I believe, meant when he said things change quickly. And you know what, Stoney? In the scenario I'm giving you, there is no protagonist. There is nobody to be mad at. It's just natural. But what I'm telling you in that caller is, no players getting dropped from the basketball heavens on this team next. They're stuck. And that's why I appreciate going to after Paul George, and I still think they're in on marketing, even if it sets them back after life after Curry, Stoney, because as is nobody wants to watch it. And to be honest, another right on the table, I think we just did. And that was no playoffs. Not even scoring 100 points in a play-in game.
So here's like something to me that is absolutely illogical. So, Mike Dunleavy, let's say we don't know anything about him, but let's just give him this. I tell you what, this guy may be able to draft. This guy's got an eye for talent. Mike Dunleavy. Why, if you think Mike Dunleavy has an eye for talent, why in the world would you be interested in giving up two or three unprotected first round picks? I get it. There are no sure things. Tomorrow's not promised. The present's a gift. But if he has that strength, why would you take that away from him as a general manager just 3 years down the line?
But if the title of the jam is to get Steph immediate help, that's doing something else. And I'll say something else to that point. Stoney, what if they try and they give up a load or a haul? Let's just say it was a Paul George. That he comes in 2 years, it doesn't work. At that point, you really, and I said this yesterday, you really don't think, okay, Steph, we got to move you. The haul that you would get back, you almost break even or have more.
2 years from now?
Life after, Steph, for you to get busy and build it like an OKC. Like, Curry to me represents three ones. Like, in my mind right now, like, if you got there and everybody was like, give me a hug and dap, Curry would net you what you don't have now or what you don't want to lose.
The guys who you're getting 3 and 4 draft picks for are players who are in their prime. I find it hard to believe, even if you want to get Steph Curry next year to win a title, I mean, you know he's only going to give you 2 or 3 more years. I wouldn't, if I'm another team, that's I don't know that I'd do that. Grandpa Daddy is in Hayward. What's up, Grandpa?
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen? Hey, I'm going to love listening to you guys from 2 to 6. Trust me, that's when I'm driving around, you know, doing my thing on the freeway. Oh, before I start, man, I just had a blowout on 580.
Be careful.
I'm pulling the trailer.
Oh, my.
Dude, I had a ton of dirt in my trailer, and the trailer tire blew out, scared the bejesus out of me.
Man, long as you're safe,
Oh boy, yeah, I'm safe, man. I'm back, boy. I pulled onto the side of the road and was listening to the 95.7 The Game.
There you go.
But I'm gonna tell you this, Go. I love your passion. Steiny, I just love your pragmatism, and I'm going to just say this. We don't owe Steph nothing. You know what he gets? You know what he gets? You know what he's owed? He's owed his paycheck. And this is, again, now I love him, just like you guys love him, but it's a business, guys. We don't owe Steph. We don't owe any. They don't owe anybody anything. They got a J-O-B just like you come to work. Do they owe you something, man? No, they owe you a paycheck, but get them some help, but you got to also look to the future. Go, your passion is beautiful, but Steiny, you're right, man. You got to play it like it's a business.
Okay, Grandpa Daddy.
About your feelings.
Grandpa Daddy, I just want to tell you and other people like yourself, the way that you're thinking, and I'm not, hey, that's your prerogative. A Steph Curry trade is coming faster than anyone wants. If you guys are going to say you owe him nothing and it's a business, just be ready and call us, because if this thing is not pretty, that scenario is going to be upon us faster than anybody wants, man.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah. Okay. Let me ask you this. What do you get, like, Kevin Booker and another superstar? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, that's down the road. I hear you. Yeah.
Well, you ain't getting Devin Booker down the road.
He's saying, what if the pick? I was thinking it. The pick is a young Devin
Booker. Thanks, Grandpa. Appreciate the call.
Yeah. But, Steiny, and that's why Curry, excuse me, hearing him say things change quickly is like, hey, man, I'm no dummy. I've been around. I see what's happening, and we had a good run. Clay left. If our guy that joined us early said, Ben, if he said Curry was kind of, he didn't say shook, but emotional about even broaching the subject of Clay, that lets me know if Curry's probably telling Aisha, if Clay can leave, I can too. And if it's best for both parties, that's why I'm like, oh, Steiny, it's like Star Trek. I'm in the Captain Kirk seat. I see trade, Curry trade coming, and it won't be a messy. It would be the best for both parties if this next year is not pretty. I hate I feel that way, but it's on the chessboard, man.
Let's go to Miguel in Hayward. What's up, Miguel? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, you guys?
Hey.
Happy Wednesday. Pretty much, I'm just listening to you guys talk about Curry right now. And what I'm hearing is, what if we trade him? You know, people always say, we're going to stay in one team. But then when you get older, you tell yourself that you want to go play for your hometown or for your city. Probably, the only team that I can really see trade for him would be the Charlotte Hornets. And, is MJ still the owner for the Charlotte Hornets or no?
No.
No, okay. Well, I would see Charlotte Hornets will give up most of the draft picks to get them, and you could use all that firepower to get other players. you know, for the Warriors could be good. Because trust me, you know what, you know, when I was watching Klay Thompson, you know, with the Dallas Mavericks, he was happy. So, you know, like if we could get something out of Curry, and trust me, you know, it's going to hurt so much when Curry gets traded. At the same time, it's the business. And just look at Tom Brady. You know, he was with the Patriots, and he, you know, he went to Tampa, and he won the Super Bowl the next year.
Appreciate
it. That's all we got to say.
Yeah, appreciate it, Miguel. Yep, thanks for the call. Let's go to Robert in San Jose. He's all right, Robert. What's going on? Hey,
not much. Sometimes you sound more like a Steph Curry fan than a lifelong Warriors fan. I'm about 10 years older than you are, and I've had season tickets. Family's had season tickets since the Rick Barry days.
Okay.
I've sat through a lot of bad basketball. Grateful for what Steph brought these last decade plus, 12 years. But at some point in time, you have to rebuild, and he's your best asset. He's the one that's going to bring 3 or 4 first-round unprotected draft picks if you let him go after this season or maybe at the trade deadline this year. I want the Warriors to have long-term success, not just success because Steph is there. There's going to be life after Steph. We got
to
get
yeah. And I just mentioned that to Curry. I just mentioned that to Stani and the listeners. Like the reality is set in. I feel like that day is coming faster, and I would understand it. I hate it, but I would understand it.
Well, it is coming, and it happens to everyone. You know, there are lots of. It's rare that the great player stays on one organization. For a whole career. We don't want to be the Lakers and what they did with Kobe Bryant. We don't want to go down that road.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Steph, yeah, we don't want to be that.
Appreciate it, Robert. Look, what if I told you this? There's no point in even discussing this. Because here's how it's going to go down. The Warriors are either going to be competitive and in it, and there's nothing to talk about. Or they're not going to be competitive and in it, and then the Warriors are going to go to Steph Curry and say, what do you want to do?
Yep.
That's really what we're talking about.
And his comment yesterday about things in it, I want to be a lifelong Warrior, but things in this league change.
Because
fast.
Here's the other thing. The reality of the situation is Steph would be more than willing, once he thinks this thing is over, to help the Warriors if they can get him somewhere he wants
and
to
that's
go.
That's why I said it wouldn't be messy.
Nobody's talking about trading Steph and Steph turning on the TV and he finds out. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, you know, hopefully it doesn't
come to that.
I look at this team
this year.
I think they have a chance to be better. Maybe they don't. They have an injury or two. Yes, then they're in trouble, and we're going to have to figure stuff out halfway through the season. But, and I agree, that's when you go to Steph and you say, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? 888-957-9570 is the number. 925. I bet my life savings that Curry stays a Warrior his whole career for the simple reason that the organization will cater to Curry while he's here. Yeah, I don't know.
I think the odds in Vegas would be like -180 he stays a Warrior.
I mean, I would bet against it.
But if we see more bad,
I would bet against it.
Stunning.
Because most players, and there are exceptions, don't get to play with one team for their whole career. The odds are that he won't end up a Warrior.
And you know what? You, that caller that just called, you guys think I'm going to go jump off a building. Stani, reality is set in that if this team continues not to make the necessary strides, I could see Steph and the team coming together and the best for both parties would be a trade. That would be a nightmare scenario for me, but I see it. I see that possibility, and that's why I think they're doing everything under the sun trying to avoid that so it never happens.
Well,
but it's a possibility more now than it's ever been.
I just worry that There aren't big moves out there. Mm. There just aren't.
Especially after marketing, if you consider that even enough.
Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer today. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking hoops.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.